Christians are critical to lasting peace in Sri Lanka. Pakistani Christian refugees need your prayer support, and a gift to Muslims becomes a key to evangelism doors in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With the 30-year civil war in Sri Lanka over, Christians may be the key to seeing peace come to a divided nation. The bloody civil war ended as the Liberation Tamil Tiger leader and his son were killed. The Tamils are a minority group there. The Tigers were fighting for secession. The hurt runs deep, says Gospel for Asia's K.P. O'Hannon, and
unless we preach the gospel, somehow bring Christ into the picture, the church move very aggressively and care for the suffering and the poor and do the work of God, we may have more problem in the days to come.
More than 70,000 people died in the fighting as Tigers used civilians as human shields. Thousands more remain homeless and need aid. Yohannan says many are hopeless.
Only when people are hurting and in despair, hopelessness sinks in, and that's when the gospel is presented, you know, they cry out to God.
Yohannan says Christians have been invited to help. You can support their work. We'll connect you at our website. Next, Pakistan's conflict with the Taliban has displaced almost 1.5 million people. Some of these people are Christians, and Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says they're especially vulnerable.
They become sort of lost in the shuffle, and we have even heard reports that while the government is helping to relocate Muslim citizens out of these areas where the Taliban is taking over, they're not giving that same assistance to Christians.
Voice of the Martyrs is working to help the Christian refugees. Difficult circumstances may give them opportunities to share the gospel.
This is really a time of great upheaval in Pakistan, and that can and often is time of revival as well, as there's so much going on and people feel threatened. They are open to the gospel. They're open to the good news of Christ's love.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Recently, Africa Inland Missions U.S. Director Ted Barnett announced their U.S. headquarters are moving. The headquarters are currently located in Pearl River, New York, and have been for the past 40 years. AIM hopes to move the headquarters to a less expensive location to help cut costs. While a new location hasn't been found, AIM wants to make the move within 2 years. Pray for Ted Barnett and the rest of his team as they make this transition. Meanwhile, Crescent Project's Fahd Masri says millions of Muslims in North America need to know about the hope of Christ. Many Christians are intimidated by the unknown, but Masri says the task is manageable.
The way to do it is to do it the Jesus way, one person to reach one person. Our goal as a ministry is to help local believers, local churches, reach out in love to their Muslim neighbor and give him a gift.
It's easier than you might think.
Many Muslims in America are pious, and they are open to talk about Jesus because they hear about him. They don't know much about him.
The outreach packets are a gift that help move conversation about Christ in the right direction.
It's a packet of material that includes a movie of the life of Christ with 16 languages from Muslim countries, includes a booklet on why Christ died for our sins called Adhan Injil. It also includes a book that explains why the New Testament has not been corrupted, because that's what Muslims are taught, that we Christians have changed God's word. So the book is called Is the Injil Corrupted? It's all put in a packet with a card that if they would like a New Testament, they can go to our website and get one for free.
Our website can give you more details on this offer. For the past 2 years, Global Advance has been preparing women to lead worldwide. One example is their Women's Leadership Track held alongside their Frontline Shepherds conferences. They've also recently sponsored a conference in Davao, Philippines. Global Advance wants to honor women and help them realize God's purpose, priorities, and power in their lives. To get involved or for more information, just go to our website. And finally, one of today's most influential missiologists is now with the Lord he served. Dr. Ralph Winter died Wednesday at the age of 84 after a long illness. A public memorial service will be held June 27th. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. That's Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Support MNN Today link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.